This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Today we're here with Steve Cochran from WGN Radio and Weston, who's a sophomore from the Wild Side here at Northwestern. Steve is going to shoot a half-court shot. If he makes it, Weston gets $10,000. So let's hear it for Steve. He's going to make this half-court shot whenever you're ready. We're ready. That was a little off the mark.
Go Cats.
7:14. See, I remember that completely differently. I remember nothing but net.
It hit the net?
Yeah, it didn't hit the rim.
The breeze hit the net?
Yeah, and coach of your Northwestern Wildcats, Chris Collins, joins us now. First off, coach, congratulations. I forget about Purdue for a second. Congratulations on what's been an amazing season and what I know is going to be an amazing run onto the tournament. You get your guys healthy and get them back, there's no stopping you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. It's a great group of guys. They've they've been through a lot these last couple of years, good and bad, and have really turned in a great year so far. So we got these eight games left, and hopefully we can finish strong.
I have no doubt, and neither does your play-by-play superstar, Dave Ennett, who comes to work every time you guys play. And by the way, the best thing about Dave Ennett is when people go, do you come to every game?
That is, I do get asked that a lot, yes.
Do you come to every game? How do you get tickets for every game? Yeah, I know a guy. But don't you agree, Dave, don't you agree that this team's got what it takes to finish strong?
Well, no question about it. And I mean, you look at their body of work and, going back, Chris, to the other night, and when I talked to you after the game down at Purdue, I didn't get the sense that your players or you were devastated, disappointed, yes, but not the end of the world kind of stuff.
No, I mean we got beat the other night by a really good team. They played great, hit us with a burst there in the first half to hit 9 threes in the first half to open the lead to 20, and in the second half, we kept fighting. We cut it to 14 and just weren't able to get over the hump against a good team on the road. We were a little bit shorthanded playing with two guys out. And, we're a confident group. We were disappointed. We went there to win and play well. It didn't happen. And we're going to regroup and get ready for the next one. That's in the Big Ten. I mean, you're not going to go undefeated. It's just too tough of a league, too tough environments you play in, and you're gonna have some nights where the other team's just a little bit better than you are, and you got to dust it off and get ready for the next one, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Is that the message after a game like that? You sit down with these guys, because got to remember, look, these are some of the smartest kids in the country, but they're still kids, and you sit down with them and give them that same speech.
Yeah, I mean, I think the message depends on the effort you see. And, what I saw out there the other night, although we lost and, there were a lot of things we could have done better, our effort was really good. Our guys, tried to stick to the game plan. They played really hard. It just was one of those nights where you got beat by a better team on that given night. So, when that happens, it's not the right move to go in there and yell and scream and go nuts because – that's not really what I saw out there. I saw a group that was fighting and playing well and, just got to get some things together and play a little bit better and get ready to go on Tuesday.
And when you get a team that's hot from three and just throwing up rainbows and everything's going in because Purdue made a ton of threes, that's tough to beat no matter how well you're playing.
Yeah, I mean, they were fantastic. And, I don't know what we could have done. It was I even said to my staff after the game, I think it was one of those games where they were coming off a tough loss. They had lost at Nebraska the game before, and their crowd was rocking. They were at home, and I'm not sure many teams in the country would have beat them the other night the way they played. So it is what it is, and, you learn from it, and, we'll get a chance to play them again in a few weeks and hopefully – be able to do a little bit better job once we get him at our place.
And you're without your leading scorer, Scotty Lindsey, and I can just hear all the Wildcat fans who are yelling at the radios, ask him about Scotty and when he's coming back. Yeah. But do you have any idea, Chris, how long he's going to be out with his illness?
Hopefully sooner rather than later. You guys know with illness, it's not like a broken bone or a sprained ankle or anything like that. So, when he's feeling better, he'll be back out there. So I certainly say a little prayer for him every night and, he is starting to feel better. Talk to him every day, and you know, hope I don't have any current updates other than, you know, we'll get him back out there as soon as he's up to it, and he's chomping at the bit to get back out there and rejoin his teammates.
Yeah, it's funny, we don't talk about it much, but the winter weather sports are more susceptible to illness because you got flu going around, you got this stomach flu that's out there now, it's the cold and flu season in general. It's pretty amazing that you don't have more kids going down and guys in the Blackhawks or the Bulls or whoever.
Yeah, it's something we try to talk about all the time once the weather starts changing, is making sure we're dressed in the right way, making sure we're getting the right amount of rest, making sure our nutrition with, you know, we're getting the right stuff in our bodies, and you do your best to try to stay healthy. It's but it is, and when you're in a climate like ours and the weather's changing and guys are working as hard as they are and put the amount of time in physically, you know, you go through this time, and throughout the year, even get, you know, guys that they are playing, a lot of times you don't hear about it when guys are, you know, fighting through playing with a tough cold or playing with a little bit of the flu. And, you know, it's something we deal with every year.
Well, you have 5 home games left. You don't play this weekend. You're going to play Tuesday against Illinois at Wells Ryan Arena, one of the 5 remaining home games. And your last game against Indiana was a sellout. You have 5 games left, and 3 of them are sold out, which is, I don't recall that ever happening. And the crowds have been just unbelievable. I know you've talked about this, but the atmosphere in that place has been electric.
Oh, it's been fun. It's I really feel like all of our Big Ten games that we've had at home, you know, the atmosphere has been great. The students are coming out. They're excited. They're getting into it. They, you know, having a lot of clever chants out there, which is makes it really fun. And our fans have been great this year. And, you know, that's something I know we all have talked about, you know, making better. And can we get that home court advantage that a number of other teams in our conference have? And we have that now, which is great. And I know it means a lot to our players as much as they put into it. And as hard as they work, you want to be able in your home games to have that kind of support and feel that kind of energy, especially against the kind of teams we're playing night in and night out. And there was no bigger standing ovation, though, that I can remember, other than I'm in a timeout and I was completely distracted by the roar and standing ovation when Steve was introduced the other night at the game.
Yeah, and I think that's probably why I took a dive and missed the shot, because I didn't want to be a distraction. I didn't want the place to go bananas. At that point, it was still kind of a tight game, and then you pulled away from Nebraska in the second half. And I believe if it wasn't for my lame-ass half-court shot, you wouldn't have had the run you had in the second half. So you're welcome, Coach.
That was a little off the mark.
I appreciate it. I was taken aback, though. I'm in the huddle. I'm talking to my team, and all of a sudden there's just this loud standing ovation.
Yeah,
roar.
Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
I didn't realize what was happening. Then I kind of turned around. I saw it was you, so it all made sense.
You should ask Coach. We only said that you missed by, like, what, a foot,
yeah,
2 feet.
Yeah.
Coach might have hit a better angle.
I would say 3
angle.
Feet.
Yeah,
3
about
feet.
3,
yeah,
3 Coach?
Was it at least online? Or,
oh, dead
or
center.
Was,
oh, yeah.
Was
yeah.
It?
Dead center. Dead center.
It was...
And
yeah.
I do know that there was someone in the back of the gym that opened up the doors, and there was a gust of wind from that end. But I don't like to make excuses.
Right.
You know, you come prepared, you take your shot. That's it. That's it. And the kid that walked out with $500, he couldn't have been more thrilled.
No, exactly.
Matter of fact, he hasn't been seen since.
Well, we got to get him back to the game because we need those stands packed on Tuesday night.
I am telling you right now, the buzz in that building when you walk in, I have never seen it for Northwestern basketball, and I've been going to games since I got to town in the early 90s. And, Dave, maybe you have, but I've never seen the kind of buzz and electricity for Northwestern.
No, not like
right
this
now.
Year. No, it's been a different level.
Right. So congratulations to you, Coach, and best to the guys. And let's get this roll going again right through the end.
No, I appreciate it. Always good talking with you guys, and we'll get back at it. And again, let's if we can get the place packed here Tuesday night, it'd be
yep.
great. Got the interstate rivalry, Illinois, so we got to get that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you kids that are thinking, I got to study. No, you don't. You're at Northwestern.
you're smart already. You get all your studying done through 5 o'clock. No. You get all your studying done through 5 o'clock, and you treat yourself to Northwestern Hoops Tuesday night. So you plan this out.
The students have been turning out. The students have been there.
Yeah, let's get the community out there as well. Yeah. Let's fill that building. All right, Coach, congrats. We're back after this. This would be the perfect bump. Doesn't this sound like an XRT song? I want to congratulate our friend Lynn Bremmer. Well, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people on the radio in this town through the years and currently even that I'm not fond of. But Lynn Bremmer's not one of them. We like Lynn very much and always have. Lynn and I crossed paths back in the old days in Minneapolis coming up.
One of the nicest guys.
He's a phenomenal guy and a phenomenal talent who's done 25 years doing a morning show at WXRT. But the amazing about that is, as much of a grind as it is to get up at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, Lynn Bremmer goes out to concerts at least a couple of nights a week the night before. And as Muhammad Ali said, he's still pretty.
He's great. We love Lynn.
So, yeah, congratulations, Lynn. That's a heck of an accomplishment, 25 years. And you know, it's one thing to do 25 years and go, oh, well, yeah, he's still around. But he's still relevant, still good, and still getting it done.
He's great.
As a matter of fact, if I wasn't on the air on this show, I'd be listening to him.
And probably playing golf with him.
We would, too.
Yeah. No. Yeah, what? Yeah. And Lynn listens to us occasionally because he's got to play, you know, a bunch of those hippie records he's playing over there. You know those hippie records they play over at XRT? Mm-hmm.
Like those nine-minute songs.
But congratulations to a great guy, Lynn Bremmer at WXRT. 25 years. Nicely done. Now, if you added up, my run here, minus the 3 years, but you know, I got fired and I left. What am I at? 13. So I'm almost halfway to Lynn Bremmer. Well, just over halfway to Lynn Bremmer's number.
So then in the year 2030,
I thought you were going to do 25-25.
If we're all alive.
Which is another XRT song.
Yeah.
7:30. We're back with the big story next on 720 WGN.